Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. You might know me from SiriusXM Radio. I mean, I was there for like 12 years after all. But then Howard Stern allegedly got jealous of me, so I had to leave. I was actually able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and start my own podcast, Taste of Taylor, which is now officially with Dear Media. I'm so excited to say that. Ha! So I promise you in this podcast, you're going to either learn about something, you're going to be inspired by someone that's like always coming from a perspective of like humor, then this is the place for you. I hope you enjoy this little snack.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shenanigans. This week I'm back on the Hot Topics couch with two of your and my personal favorite pop culture experts. I got such a great response a couple weeks ago when these two were on Shenanigans. So I figured we would get into some wrapping up the year shenanigans. Please welcome back my girl Kiki Monique and Ryan Bailey.
Ho ho ho.
I mean,
wait,
Santa.
Don't call me that.
Yeah,
I got canceled.
Did you get that from the Christmas sleigh song?
Yeah, I played the Christmas sleigh song the other night over at Jeff Lewis's. Made them play.
Wait,
it.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, I
oh
made
my
them
gosh.
Play it.
I love
intro.
That. It's a bop.
It is. It actually is a bop. I'll take this off. It's just me, Ryan.
You're like, what's getting hot?
The carrot top of Bravo, but yeah, it's a bop.
Yeah, thank you. So I feel like the response was a little mixed, but it felt more positive than not.
Yeah, I think people just like didn't want Raquel, Rachel's name. They were like, everything else I like, I just didn't want to hear that part.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought about it, but here's the thing too, is that we wrote that at the end of summer and recorded it so many months ago. I kind of even forgot about that part. And then when it came out, I was like, I mean, yeah, a lot of time has passed, but...
Listen, Lennon and McCartney with the Beatles, they went through lyric changes as well. I wanted more about Tom Sandoval in there. I would want a full rap breakdown just about Sandoval, and I think you'd be okay. But overall, if you take that rap thing out of it, it's actually a really, really fun song.
Yeah. It is so fun.
I've even thought about doing another version of it maybe next Christmas. That's just Christmas and nothing Bravo.
Yeah.
But the original idea with this song when we did it back in like end of August was to hopefully debut at BravoCon and ideally at the Bravos was my vision, and to have the camera panned of the Trace Amigas and like, you know, Erica Jane and everyone.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. What happened?
They just didn't have room for us to perform. They had a whole showgirls thing. And I mean, all of the performances they had, there just wasn't room for it. But that was the original goal when we wrote that rap, was to debut it at BravoCon, have flashes of everyone hearing it for the first time, a lyric video in the back, and that didn't happen.
It was weird, though, when you played it for us, that when we recorded a couple weeks ago, still one of the most bizarre experiences of my life, because you just don't expect to be in front of Sheena Shea. And then she goes, hey, listen to this. And I think it's going to be good as gold. And then it's a new song. And then we listen to the whole song and you just stared at us listening. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was like, this is one of those weird dreams I'm having.
Yeah. Love
I'm
it.
Glad it was good. Cause then otherwise it'd been like, can
awkward.
I lie?
About Honestly, I think, and I'm not just saying this, I've had several people and also people in the music industry listen to some of my new music with the 27s. And at this point, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what people have to say. I know for once the songs I'm putting out are good. Like the Boy Crazy song we have done is so good. Sweet and Sour. We have two other ones we're working on. The whole EP I'm hoping to drop in February, but
we'll have a Sheena's on.
Are you gonna have like a live show? Are you gonna do the Erica Jane residency?
Okay. I mean, that honestly, another Vegas residency for me would be a goal. It's something I talk to the guys about. I'm like, what if we just, you know, get a big house in Vegas? We do a little residency.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's doing a residency. You could do a 4-night residency.
Wu-Tang has a residency.
I know, I just saw that. Yeah.
Fun.
Sheena Shea opens for Wu-Tang would be really
Totally. So yeah, a lot of things in 2024 around the music that I'm working on with the guys, but I'm like, you know what? The songs talk shit. Say I'm not a singer. I don't care. The songs are so catchy and so fun, and I have fun performing, and I'm not going to let what people say take something I love away from me again. Because I literally quit doing it. I said I would never do it again. I got so much hate, more dislikes than likes on the last music video I did. That thing is untraceable. You can't find it anywhere now. So,
but keep your head down and just push through. That seems to be the thing, is like some internal belief, or actually just tell people you believe in yourself and push through.
Yeah.
Because usually that turns around at some point. If you like it and other people like it, everybody will
Cardi
like
B started as a reality star.
Yeah.
Look at her now.
Yes.
Look at her now. So we'll see. A lot of exciting things.
So you're saying season 11 will be the season where we see you recording this album?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen any of the episodes yet, but I know what I filmed. So you definitely will see the 27s. I was in the recording booth with them. I performed twice with them.
Do we see the recording of the holiday song?
Not the holiday song, but the Screamo Good as Gold version.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is in the season, hopefully, and apples.
They need an hour-long Vanderpump special where it's just the musical performances of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Because you could do Feeling You with DJ James Kennedy and Lala, that little moment. There's so many musical moments through Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump the musical.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
You took the words out of my mouth. I've been saying this for years. We need a Vanderpump Rules the musical. Just a one-hour special on Bravo. I think it would be so iconic.
He's just a worm with a mustache. That's all he is. He's a worm with a guy.
You know?
That, I mean, like, I would pay.
We know you pay money for just about anything.
Just me in a theater watching going, this is amazing.
But that's the thing, is do we play ourselves or do people play us? Like, I think it could go
either
way.
People should play you. I think it would be more fun. Don't you think that would be more like...
Yeah, I think then you could do stunt casting, because then you could even throw other Bravo celebrities as you.
Right. Ooh.
You could like get the Southern Charm cast involved. Ooh. You can get Real Housewives. Erica Jane will need
Paige
a job.
Paige is me for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think any guy in Southern Charm could be Tom, and I think you would be Winterhouse has some good people. That would actually be a real thing.
That would be so fun.
I love it.
Wait, I love this. We're going to manifest this. So, okay, speaking of other Bravo shows, when you guys were here a couple weeks ago, we had a discussion on the drama unfolding down in OC.
Yeah.
And instead of listening to the full podcaster reaching out to me, I saw that Tamra decided to go on her podcast and kind of clap back at something said on this episode. And she attributed them to me saying it. And I was like, first of all, I don't think I have ever publicly or privately said a bad word about Tamra. I personally have always loved her. I don't like when I see the drama with other women I love on that show and she's a part of it. But I'm like, I personally have no issues with her. So I feel like y'all got me in trouble.
Wow, what a way to throw us. I got a text from Sheena at like 10 o'clock at night, which is like, you know, Sheena doesn't text me a lot. So I'm like, oh God, what happened? What did I do? What happened? And then it was like, did I say this? And I was like, I don't think so. And then I was like, check the clip on your Instagram, because the clip is on the Shenanigans Instagram. So I went and checked.
I don't think
and then
I said
somebody
anything.
Tagged us, or somebody said, oh, it wasn't you. It was Kiki Monique. And then So Bad It's Good threw in. And I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I want to point out that was all about John Jansen being a complete dork toward yes. Shannon Bedore. But we did say.
Well, I said I thought Tamara was behind it.
Well, you know, you asked, you posed the question, do you think?
Because I that in my head, I knew it was what I thought was thinking. I just wanted to make sure you were on board with
what I was thinking. Why is it wrong to point that? Why is it wrong to point out there is a certain pattern of behavior with Tamara as a housewife that she is very successful at,
yeah.
where she does tend to do the same things over and over again? I don't know. Like I also said, that's what makes her a great housewife.
Exactly. There's right. a reason we watch her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had been talking about doing a pod swap with Shenanigans and two T's
oh,
in
no.
a pod. Then I saw that and I was like, no, I will not be coming on your show. But then she was like, no, I love you. And I was like, well, I love you too. So like, should we do a swap?
Because yes. Like, swap.
I told you, I said, go on their show. That would be great. And they should come on your show. But I do. I want Tamara to answer. Like, come on, you know, there's a pattern of behavior we see. Mm-hmm. Why do you get upset when we're actually pointing out what we see? That doesn't mean that's who you are as a person.
Right.
Besides that.
Yeah.
But you're very successful at it. Why not lean in?
Right. And I feel like similar with me, it's like I get so frustrated sometimes with the fans, but I'm like, I have to remind myself that they're only given little bits of information, like the Hot Mic podcast, which I'm going to save for my Sheena Spills solo episode next week. I'm not going to get into that too much yet because we can save that.
Shout
but
Alex
I mean, you
Baskin.
Can give your opinions, but I'm like, I know people didn't pay to listen to the whole thing. You know, they're seeing one small clip out of an hour conversation. But damn, did you guys listen?
I watched those clips.
Yeah, I watched those clips.
And I've got a bone to pick with you. Yeah. I do want to point out, though, Sheena brought us here to literally throw us under the bus. To be like, Tamara, I didn't say that. It was them. They're standing right here in front of me right now.
Yeah.
No, I watched that clip and I knew exactly. It was interesting. So I saw the frustration of people, but I also understand the contextual of it. I mean, Alex Baskin must have did that. Did he reach out to you afterwards and go, hey, sorry about the heat you're getting on this?
No. Jeremiah reached out to me and was like, hey, here's the link if you wanted to post it. And I'm like, have you been in the comment section today?
Yeah,
no, I will not be sharing that.
It's interesting, though, because myself included, we all kind of break it down to like character archetypes. So it is interesting to meet you in person and start to get to know you a little bit over the years because we do. We're like, oh, that's so Sheena. Like, and you are celebrated for your Sheena-isms. That doesn't
right.
mean that's necessarily you, but people do that. It's just like, oh, Tom, that's so Tom, him doing a cover band and painting his face. You know, it's like we all kind of sometimes refuse to look at the greater picture because it's reality television.
Right. I do think actually Alex tagged me in the post and was like, oh, if you want to reshare. And I was like,
Alex is like,
on.
Hell yeah, we got a podcast, baby.
So got a podcast. We got a game.
Oh, boy.
It's called nice. Feeling Festive. So I have a few questions and I want to see how much holiday spirit you've both got. I see you, you know, brought the Santa costume
yeah.
today. So
I'm full Tim Allen Santa Claus right
I
now.
I just want to know some of your opinions on some holiday type of things. Okay, so when is it acceptable for the Christmas tree to go up?
Oh, the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. Was always the day after Thanksgiving in
right.
my family. Yeah.
So this year in Palm Springs, I wanted the tree for Thanksgiving. I saw Lala was putting her tree up and I was like, well, if they're coming over for Thanksgiving, then I feel like I need my house decorated. So I did just put the tree up on Thanksgiving morning. And my mom was like, what are you doing? We don't do that. And
see,
I'm like,
this is a storyline. You're competing with Lala over Christmas trees now. This
I
is
want her. Ocean to come over and be like, wait, she doesn't have a tree. You know, I did
Does
it for
she
the kids.
She cannot believe in Santa Claus, mommy.
Ocean's afraid of Santa. We're trying. We're working on it.
Okay.
We took
That's
the kids
fair.
To Coco Melon the other day and Ocean actually hugged the characters. And that was huge for her.
Okay.
Like
Good for
I was
Ocean.
Like, look, Summer's sitting on the Grinch's lap. You know, like it's okay.
Oh, the Grinch
but
is scary.
And
I would imagine Summer Moon's fully into Santa, right?
Oh yeah. I have already like three different times she's met him and she it's so cute. I have a photo of her. I'll pop it up for the video one. And she's so comfy. She's just laying back on him with like a full double chin because she was just like cozied up on him. And it's the cutest thing. So yeah, no fear of Santa.
Did she make a Christmas list or like does she understand what that's all about?
No, I think she's a little too young for that
Good.
Now. She just likes to grab my phone and go on Amazon and say, Mommy, order this.
Oh.
Order that.
Dangerous.
You know, on the little password golden books.
Yeah,
No, she knows my password. Oh, I know. It's a thing. But on the little golden books, on the back of it, it has like 12 other suggestions of books. So she now flips it over and she goes, "Mommy, I want you to order that one and order that one." And I swear, the amount of money I have spent on golden books, but they're books, and she loves to read.
That golden books is still like they've really kept it going.
I have a golden. Somebody bought me this for the Golden Books Taylor Swift golden book.
Oh, and wow.
I was like, hell yeah! But I want a Vanderpump Rules golden book. I want like we should actually just really.
We got to make it happen.
So many ideas.
Okay, so on the Christmas tree note, when should it come down?
It comes down the day, like New Year's Day.
Really, the day
even when you're hungover.
What, New Year's Day? Yeah, it's just...
Okay.
It's just the rule.
I'm like, February 3rd? Is it real? Is it, if it's, you know... Gosh, yeah. My mom would always do New Year's Day as well. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those... Yeah, I would say January 5th.
Yeah. I feel like when the tree comes down, it's like your house looks so plain. And I like to keep it for just a couple extra days. But then I'm like, it's January. I'm like, this shit's been up since last year.
Well, let's find out when Lala's taking her down.
Yeah.
We'll plan accordingly from that.
I'm so lazy when it comes to decorating for Christmas. But once I saw she was doing it and I was like, we can't have one house decorated. Then you come next door and it's not. My mom was like, well, I guess I won't open the bin of the fall decorations I brought and we'll just put out Christmas. And I'm like, whatever, I want the tree. I like the light.
I'm trying to be a better decorator because like I'm definitely like for Halloween, I'm like the witch on the corner. Like I don't have any decorations. There's like spider webs, but like real ones. Not decorations. The kids do not. I haven't had a knock. And I feel kind of bad about myself now.
Well, it's like another holiday to realize how weird I am because I put like I have literal Vanderpump Rules ornaments. I have 90 Day Fiance ornaments. I have a Batmobile ornament. It's just all of my weird likes.
Okay.
And so every time I open that box, I'm like, what is my life? This is so
weird.
Well,
I have stockings this year for my cat. So if it
makes sense. I always do. I've always had them for
the cats. Are you going to wrap gifts for your cats?
I have in the past, and I will put something in their stocking.
I was so crazy. Even in my 30s, I wouldn't let my mom put out Christmas gifts until I went to bed on Christmas Eve. I'd be like, I'm retiring now. Whatever happens from this point, I don't. Because that feeling of getting up and like seeing gift, like, it was so exciting. It just, I have arrested development. Yeah.
When do you wrap your Christmas presents?
Oh, usually like hours before they go under the tree.
Yeah, okay, like because the night before.
Literally
yeah.
what I do. Yeah. That's my tradition is I stay up so late on Christmas Eve and I wrap all of my presents. And so then in the morning, like we already have some under the tree. But then in the morning, there's like.
But those people that get them and then wrap them immediately, those are also the people that immediately write a thank you card. And I'm just like, I'm blown away by those people because they seem like they know something.
Thank you text you'll get from me. I can't do the cards.
I can't do a thank you card.
I can't write anymore, especially with these nails. That's another thing I can't do. I can't make a fist and I can't really write as well as I used to.
You guys probably can't hear. Like when Sheena taps on her phone with the nails, that needs to be on a track of a Sheena Shea song.
Yeah. Ooh.
We're coming up with so many brands. We are ASMR.
We've literally made $60 while we sat here.
Okay, so we said thank you cards. What about Christmas cards? Do you send them? Do you want to receive them? Is it an outdated custom? What do we think?
Like, I don't want to receive them only because I don't send them, but people want to send them to me, and so I will accept them, but I just don't expect anything from me because I didn't ask for them.
Yeah,
I'm not good at sending, but Meditza, who works with me, does all my graphic design, and so we make one each year of like a silly idea and send it out to the Patreon, and we made a really good one this year with like fallen Bravo celebrities through the years on like a sleigh, and each year is like something Bravo related. You know, people, you know, Tom Sandoval, I'm sure he's getting a redemption card eventually, but yeah, so it's, I like that aspect of it, but I wouldn't do it on my own.
Yeah. I'm too lazy. It's like, I wish I enjoyed decorating. I wish I enjoyed doing, like, I've seen some of my friends, usually it's the more wealthy friends of mine. They do the whole setup with their kids. And then I'm like, I feel like a shitty mom that I'm like, well, I'm not putting on a red velvet gown and taking photos with my kid in front of a Christmas tree with all of this. And I'm
Kim
just
Kardashian
like,
Kardashian puts this all to shame. Like when I just look at her stories, I'm like, I will say it's makes too- me. I do want to have a Kim Kardashian holiday.
Yeah.
You'll get there. But I just feel like you
it's
would
a lot
actually
work.
I feel like you would do that. I feel like that's something that I would expect from Sheena Shea is a holiday card with your family and like a specific theme?
So my mom does them and she sends them out. So we usually try to take a family photo sometime around Thanksgiving. If we have our matching PJs or something like that, we'll do that. And then that's the Christmas card. This year we didn't get our family photo, so she just put a bunch of like different ones and decorated it, and it was cute. But I do have our matching PJs that I will get for a photo to post. But that's like as much as I have in me is Christmas PJs.
I feel like
PJs
you've got more. I feel like there's
Instagram
more.
Post.
I want to push you to like really do it next year.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like I haven't done it already every year, you know? It's like I'm consistent with a Christmas PJ photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the whole glam and all of that, it's just...
I think the Christmas PJ photo is enough, honestly.
Did you ever do those growing up, though, the other families would send my mom and dad, like, and you'd get updates what the family did that year of like, Ricky's a blue belt now. Like, it would be what they did and their accomplishments. I always loved those cards.
Yeah. I don't think they do those really anymore.
No, I haven't, you know.
Just a photo.
Yeah, I grew up in
Kansas. And it's like, you have it out and then... Yeah. Anyway. Okay. How about a few trivia questions?
Okay.
Who popularized the Christmas tree tradition?
Like
Nene Leakes.
Think royalty.
Oh, Nene Leakes.
The queen?
Yeah. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
Whoa.
Prince Albert.
Yeah. When and where were the first Christmas card, where were they first sold?
Oh. Hallmark?
London, England.
London, yes. Yeah. 1843. When and where was eggnog invented? This is going back.
My mom's house. She makes the best one.
Yeah, the kind with the vodka. I don't.
Rum.
Like Scandinavia.
What century?
18th.
I'll go 17th.
13th.
Oh god.
Oh, wild, right?
Jeez.
Can you name the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Home Alone.
Yes. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good options. What about favorite holiday food or like a drink? Is there like a go-to that you have for Christmas breakfast or dinner or something?
Normally, like I like Christmas breakfast with my family, which is just really just like Southern breakfast. Nothing special. The night before, like a ham.
Yeah. This will be the first Christmas without mom this year. But she used to do this Christmas Eve where it was flank steak, shrimp. But it was all finger foods. And this year we're really trying to break tradition because it's going to be weird. And we're going to a Mexican restaurant on Christmas Eve. But it was always like at the home, but we're like, let's just do something completely different we would never think of doing. So we'll see how that goes.
Feliz Navidad.
Going to wake up on the toilet Christmas morning. Yeah.
I'm making enchiladas Christmas night.
Sheena's famous enchiladas.
Yeah, we're doing it.
They're going to be red and green sauce.
Yep.
Yes.
We literally, trays of each. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, you know, until recently, recently Christmas Sleigh, of course. I think that's the new
obviously
song.
I'm like not into like Christmas music other than Mariah Carey, I feel like.
I just listen to her full Christmas album on Sunday. I listened to it yesterday. But I would say I'm a big Last Christmas Wham guy.
Yeah, that's on my Christmas playlist.
That's a good
one. What is the best-selling Christmas song of all time? Do you know?
Is it that Brenda Lee song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
No.
Is it the Band-Aid song? Do They Know It's Christmas?
No, but that's a good one. That's also on my playlist. It's White Christmas by
Bing
Crosby.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, thanks for playing Feeling Festive. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tis the season, and I loved gift giving. It is that time of year, but let me tell you, it can really add up. And that's why this holiday season, I'm shopping Quince. Quince has been my go-to place for luxury essentials at an affordable price for myself, for Summer Moon, for everyone on my list, and yours, including yourself. Quince offers a range of high-quality items with prices within reach. So I'm telling you, you're going to find something for not only yourself, your grandmother, your mother, your daughter, your cousins. I mean, they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50, washable silk tops, dresses, cotton sweaters, comfy pants, and the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I'm giving the gift of Quince's buttery soft cashmere to my nearest and dearest this year. The sweaters that we already have in Summer's closet, I bought them a little bigger so they would fit her oversized this winter but still fit her for next year because they're just too good. And when you're a growing girl like Summer Moon, once she grows out of them, we are passing them down. They are too good to give up, I'm telling you. And also, they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which I love. So get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/honey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/honey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/honey. Okay, this one is for all of my ladies out there, so listen up. Are you the type of person who can spot a too-good-to-be-true health hack from a mile away? Because if so, I have the perfect thing for you. This is something that I have recently added into my health supplement plan, and I think you should too, because you deserve a multivitamin that more than meets your standards, and Ritual is here to help you. So I'm talking about the Essential for Women 18 and over, and it is the one thing missing from your daily routine. They are clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 and older with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. So let me tell you a little more about this. They have 9 key ingredients in 2 capsules per day. And that's what I love about Ritual is I already have so many supplements I'm taking from Dr. Amen for my brain, but this multivitamin is just adding 2 more capsules per day. They have this unique beadlet in oil, which is even patented. And lastly, it has a minty essence in every bottle that keeps things fresh and helps make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable, because you don't want it to feel like a job. You want to know you're doing something good for your body, and the minty essence just adds that extra touch. So no more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/Sheena to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today.
All right. So I wanted to wrap up some hot topics for 2023, because it's been a weird year, to say the least. It's like I went from having to call the paparazzi when I wanted to be seen to them actually stalking me at my home and following me all the way to Long Beach for my eyelash extension appointment. Go into my appointment, I leave, and I hear like Sheena, and I was like, paparazzi in Long Beach? And he was like, I followed you. God. And I'm like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, I was just waiting for you to leave. And I'm like, I don't like that.
No.
I wonder if they get upset having to travel a long distance. They're like, oh my God, gas mileage.
No, he was like, I was wondering when you were going to stop driving.
But you admit, like, you used to call the paparazzi.
At times, I would give them a heads up. Like, I still will. I mean, here's the thing. If I'm going to Craig's, I know they're already going to be there. But I'll probably let Bobby also know I'm going to be there because I know he always gets the best photos of me. So, okay. Yes. Have I done it in Hawaii in the past? Absolutely.
I want to give.
But it's not always.
I want to give a holiday shout out to that TMZ guy that would always be like, okay. Oh, Tom, okay. What's the deal with Rachel?
My gosh, yes.
Oh, okay. He was my favorite one through all of Scandaball. He would just show up to, hey, Rachel. Okay. Like, it was wild. And he would always be like, I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, I mean, I feel like we can't wrap up 2023 without just touching on Scandaval a little. So, do you guys know who first coined the term Scandaval? Because the first person I heard say it, I think, was Andy Cohen, but I don't think he came up with it.
I felt like I just started hearing it on TikTok, like when the videos started being made.
Well, there is. I mean, I thought this was another, like, is 13th century? I don't know.
Scandaval.
Well, there's got to be somebody that coined it. Who did? Do you know who coined it?
I don't remember. It was either a fan or someone who was on Watch What Happens Live, because then Andy started using it, but I don't think it originated with him.
I don't think so either, because I felt like...
I also feel
comment
like...
Comment below if you know.
I feel like we would hear it from that person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like they would tell us every opportunity that they created the name Scandaval.
So why do you guys think this story was so high profile? To the fact where it's at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's like the President of the United States was made aware of this scandal, and it was the biggest news story. It was CNN. I mean, it was everywhere.
Because people, and it's like, I feel like when you were a VPR fan from the beginning, which I think most VPR fans were, you were invested, which is why it feels weird to have all these new fans, because you feel like, oh, you don't get it. You weren't part of it. But it was like a very... People who watch VPR didn't watch it sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
They watched every season. They watched every episode. And they were just invested. Maybe it was a smaller, you know, grouping than like some of the other Housewives show. Not anymore. But but the people who watched it were dedicated. And I think that's part of it.
Well, I think, yeah, there's that element of, if you've been a fan forever, it's like a sports team where you guys didn't have two good seasons. So you're like, I still believe in my team. So with that point of like, oh, my God, the magic's still there. But then the other thing that really grabbed our attention was that this was a long-standing relationship that nobody suspected. Like, even knowing Ariana and Tom a little in real life, I would have told you are crazy. There's no way this happened at all.
That.
I mean, I talked to you the week of when you were on Watch What Happens Live with Rachel, and it was already a good season. It was already a solid season. So to have this break, and there would be new things about it that would break every week. Mm-hmm. So the way production and was able to keep our attention, and like all new, like you guys were all doing podcasts. There was so much attention, so many details, the TMZ guy on the street, all of these things that it kept building, because you then found new lies, how deep the lies went. And then there was this whole undercurrent. It got so popular. Then there was conspiracy theories of like, they're just, this is all scripted. This is all scripted. And people still swear. People still like, I know it's all fake. So all of this, and it really then got people to go back. And then it was like the Da Vinci Code. You're like, oh, he had that same behavior with Christian in season three. And all of these clues you could go back and watch. And it kind of was like a tidal wave of viewing emotion.
Yeah. No, totally. It was wild. And I feel like even now, new information is still coming out. Sandoval just did two teas in a pod and was saying about how Raquel initiated it. And now she has her podcast, which I saw today. Someone sent me a screenshot. I refused to listen. Did you guys listen?
I was listening in the lobby, and then we had to
I was listening to that in the car ride over, and I was...
How long of a preview is it?
Six and a half minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is she going to talk about outside of that 6.5-7 minutes?
I mean...
What's episode 10 of Rachel Goes Rogue going to be about? That's what I want to know.
I mean, that's the question. I mean, maybe... I don't know, because she talks about how she's enjoying being back in LA. That's what the first thing she says. So... And how she's starting to do things again. So, I mean, are we going to be following her new adventures in LA?
Yeah, I mean, we saw her at the jingle ball. So she's obviously wants to be out there.
Yeah.
But she's not filming. She's not going to film. I am interested in her from her perspective. And you can tell she's been somewhere for 90 days because it does seem like there's some therapy speak in there. And I mean that as a compliment. But she also takes us through her side of the story, which I think is necessary if we're going to hear Tom's side.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do from it from there. But yeah, I feel like that's two episodes tops. And then where do you go from there? And also, like I've always said, and I don't want to be rude, but I just, when I listen to it, I know how hard it is for her to do this, even just communicating with her voice.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that she's going to have to get really comfortable with really quick to try to get that out there. She seems like in a very positive space. And I did agree with her in regards to Tom Sandoval of like blocking him. If you wrote all the things that he was doing in black and white, it was obvious that these were red flags. And she said, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have believed it until I sat there and wrote it all out, obviously in therapy. And then you can't deny that. And that, I think, like, though, that's fascinating. Somebody that's actually learning from their mistakes. It doesn't take away from the pain she caused Ariana or you. Mm-hmm. But I do find that, like, listen, I've been in the worst year of my life right now. I've done some really, I can understand from that perspective. But I don't know how much that we're going to go along with her on that journey after a certain point.
I would love to see a video portion of the podcast instead of it being only audio, because that's how you know it's fully scripted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would like to see more. I mean, not that I'm going to watch or listen at all, but if she's going to do this, don't just be reading a script behind a mic. Show your face.
But I think that's the only way she's going to be able to do that. And as somebody that edits their own podcast,
someone else's
I kept
words.
Listening going like, oh, I bet they're having to edit that. Like I was listening
well, you
to
can
little
hear
edit
the edits,
points.
Yeah.
And it must be really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I hate about this? Then it's going to kind of fuel that because then Tom's going to have to do a response podcast.
It's going
to
be
like
battle of the podcast.
It's like battle
back
of the
and forth.
Yeah, it kind of is. And so it's like we're never going to be free of Scandoval in some ways.
Literally.
It's like, release me.
And also, I want to know for people who cover things like the show but are removed personally from it, what effect do you think Scandoval has had? And anyone that you know, have they said that maybe now they feel like it's caused them to be less trusting? Like, does it make you look at friendships differently? Because, I mean, I know the way it's affected people who were in it, but I'm wondering if people outside of it are like, wait, that happened to her. That could happen to me.
No, I mean, I actually, for me, it was like, sounds really bad. I enjoyed watching it only because literally days before Scandoval broke, I was at the Crappies with Ariana and we had gone
out to the
bar and I was randomly, because we're drunk, telling her this story about how like I got to where I was in life because I dumped this like 9-year relationship I was in and how it was like, as tragic as it was, like it was so freeing because I wouldn't be in LA if that hadn't happened. Just a random conversation. I had no idea what was going on. And then days later this happened. And so I enjoyed watching it because every time she moved up, I was like, yep, yep.
Well, let me take that further down the line. That proves it's a conspiracy. You gave her the idea that night. You said, girl, I'm going to be on Broadway
Inception.
By the end of the year.
Right?
That was wild. I was at the Crappies sitting right next to her at the awards part, and we were talking about Winterhouse and how like both the Toms were going to go. And not, like, so we were talking about that, and we were even talking about Lala at that point because mm-hmm. Lala had just come out on Watch What Happens Live and said, we're coming for Ariana next, Sandoval and we were talking about that. So just literally the next week, but for me, it just changed that the amount of work that it took to cover that.
Yeah.
Like I was doing line by line recaps. Like I was losing my mind because it was really good for my show, but at the same time, like I was so personally invested.
Yeah.
I was angry at Tom. Like I didn't see that happening and I really respected him in a different way. And I just didn't think he was like, you know, old Jax,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Mm, totally makes sense. That wasn't the only shocking and big split of 2023, though. There have been, I feel like, a lot of surprising splits. We just recently learned about Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny.
Oh, no.
Who were you most surprised by? Who got the most attention? Who should have gotten more? I mean, we've got Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez, Hugh and Deborah Lee Jackman, Cardi B and Offset, Britney Spears and Sam, Caitlin Bristow and Jason. I mean, the list goes literally on and on. Sofia Vergara, Reese Witherspoon, Taylor Swift, but look at her now. I mean, and then
I feel like there needs to be "I Will Remember You," Sarah McLachlan, right? Music playing underneath of this, or
I'm
like
just like
into the road.
The Bravo world. We've got Kyle and Mauricio, Carl and Lindsay, Drew Sidora and Ralph, and Shannon and John, like so many.
Yeah.
So most shocking, didn't get enough attention, should have gotten more. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I feel like I thought every time a new breakup happened, I think I was more shocked than the last, not because of the person it was, because the number kept increasing.
Yeah. And another
I was
like, one, another
and
one.
I was like, is this, and it's collectively people are like, no, this is the year of the breakup. I think there's more than normal. And I really do put it up to, well, we've read Jeezy, wasn't it?
Jeezy.
And what's her, Jeannie Mai.
Jeannie yeah. Mai.
Jeannie Mai
and Jeezy.
And Jeezy. And I just think that like lockdown happened and relationships that would have broken up 2020-21 stayed on extra longer. Some people even got married because they like thought they fell in love again. And I think that 2023 was like the shedding, because I felt like we just didn't even start getting out of the house again really till 2022.
Yeah.
And once that happened, we're like, what am I doing? I hate you. Yeah. I don't even want to be near you. I don't want to sleep in the same bed with you. And I think that's what was. So it was just a collective, like the number kept rising. But then I was like,
I think celebrity
sense.
Relationships are like you count them in dog years.
Yeah.
Like 1 year is 7 years in celebrity.
Right.
And I mean, there are a lot of shocking ones. And I mean, I think the thing that didn't get enough, well, it got a little bit of attention, but I think we don't talk about it nearly enough still, is the Ariana Grande one, because of her current guy was with a woman with a newborn child. They met on the set of Wicked, and she then split with Dalton Gomez after they were already, you know, with each other. And that to me, because then everybody started looking at Ariana Grande's pattern of behavior in relationships. Mm. And that's the thing about getting older, is that you can start looking at patterns in relationships,
right,
just like we did with Sandoval. And that to me was still kind of mind blowing, because Ariana Grande is like almost like people's princess. And they're filming a Wicked. They're filming a movie about Glinda the Good Witch, which you are. And now when we see that film, we're going to be like, that's the dude that had a brand new baby. And you... That to me is wild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we don't have a reality show like we do with the Bravo breakups that we get to see the aftermath.
Yeah. Wild.
But you've been on, I mean, you've had a breakup on Bravo. The thing that always makes me curious is
multiple.
You know, is that shout out Rob. no, is that, you know, Carl and Lindsay, they're going through really deep emotional pain. They're gonna have to go through way more emotional pain once it starts airing. And also once we start adding our 2 cents mm-hmm. in and making our memes and things like that, that's the thing that I always wonder about reality stars, is we have to go through pain in normal relationships, but we don't have to consistently relive it on television.
Yeah, that's the thing too. And I mean, being friends with both Carl and Lindsay and getting both sides, and then the show hasn't even aired yet. And it's like, you are going through a healing process already on your own, but then you gotta go and relive and see everything everyone said about you behind their backs.
Yeah.
Just like,
wait, I'm also, are you friends with Danielle as well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, have you talked to her about this season of Winter House? Like, is she kind of mortified by what she has
seen? I
don't
think she is.
No, because I have not caught up on Winter House yet. So that is my next binge. I make sure to always get it in before Summer House starts.
Okay.
But I'm not caught up on it yet. So I've not talked to her about it yet. But
you didn't even watch the Schwartz scenes?
No, I when I get in, like, I'm gonna be fully in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had the D'Amelio's on last week, so I fully like rewatched all of season 3 of the D'Amelio show. Now I was catching up with Bachelor in Paradise, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I still have to watch the Kardashians. So Winter House is the next one, but I'm gonna do that after the holidays.
Can't you blame the D'Amelio? Can't you blame the Tamara thing on the D'Amelio's instead of us? Like, I feel like they could take it.
Like, they're fan. Yeah, like, they could, like, the one I think, that was like, I think Tamara.
I think that
like...
was the D'Amelio. Like, are you kidding me?
So another hot topic of 2023 was Ozempic.
Mm.
I know this was first approved by the FDA as an injectable medication for treating diabetes back in 2017. It was then approved in 2021 to treat obesity. Since then, it has become so popular across TikTok, among like tech CEOs like Elon Musk, and most notably amongst Hollywood and probably several housewives.
Yes.
But a big part of this story has been the like McCarthy style witch hunt surrounding speculation of who is and who isn't using the medication to achieve their weight loss goals, which I feel like that kind of creates a sense of shame around the usage of the medication, because no one wants to admit they've taken it. I have friends, and one thing I feel like people don't understand is I have friends outside of the show. I have friends outside of LA. I have friends outside
of this
group.
Let's cut right here. That's ridiculous. I don't want to hear this.
And I have friends who have used Ozempic after their kids. friends, and I'm not talking about anyone who's ever been on Vanderpump Rules. I said this once and everyone's like, you're talking about Stassi because she says something. I'm like, I'm actually not. I'm talking about someone else. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. But one of my friends, she only did it for a couple months, but now it's like she can't put the weight back on. She feels like her face is so sunken in. It's aged her and she's like embarrassed to admit that she used this to lose the baby weight. So I feel like there's that whole thing. And then Oprah, I know, had revealed that she used it as part of her weight maintenance plan and whatnot. So do we feel there has been or will be a shift post Oprah chiming in here?
Well, absolutely. I think they just announced today Weight Watchers is getting in like the weight loss injectables game. Good. So it's like, this is the future. Look, here's the reality. People are only mad. Skinny people are mad because they've been gatekeeping skinny yeah. for years. And they're mad that like getting skinny isn't like hard to, it's not, it's accessible now yeah. for everybody. Like everyone can afford it. And so, look, I get it. Like if you want to have surgery after you have kids because you can't snap back, I don't care. I'm going to have surgery too one day. Like I'm going to do all of these things. Like I don't know why people are so concerned about what people are doing. They'll throw out the whole like, oh, you're taking it away from diabetics. That is not yeah. true. Wegovy specifically is formulated only for obesity. It's not even formulated for diet. So nobody is taking these drugs away from diabetics. Mm-hmm. Also like, oh, you're going to have obstructed bowel. Okay, well, it's my bowel. Who cares?
How does that affect
you? Don't worry about it.
This is my I'll obstructed bowel. I'll let you know. Bowel.
Like if yeah. I can't poop, it's my problem. Yeah.
No, I'm tired. It's kind of like scandal. I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't, as long as the people that need it, get it and have it, like, and that's good. I'm all for it. I've struggled with weight all my life. I'm the Luther Vandross of podcasting. I would do this. I will probably do this at some point to try to actually like maintain it. Like as long as it's safe and healthy and you're taking it in the right way. I do love to picture you backstage at BravoCon and everybody shooting up. Like give me that shot. Yeah. Like just everybody like a back room, dark, smoky.
There were a lot of shrinking housewives this year. And I was like,
Erica
but
Jane,
you know what? Maybe they are just working out, you know, maybe they're stressed.
Yeah. All of a sudden they discovered the right combination. No, I think it's a mix of everything, but Erica Jane hormones. Specifically said hormones. And that led me down to hearing a lot of people's opinions of like, well, that's news to me because I gained 30 pounds on hormones right. and stuff like that. So it was really interesting. I think we should be in a day and age where it's fine if you take it. I'm really glad Oprah said something because when she says something, people actually listen and come back down to earth. So it will be interesting to see in 2024 what happens.
Yeah, definitely. So I do want to get into some T-Swift, but we just need to take one more quick little break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Unwrap the first of many presents this season with holidays on the house from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. So what are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics like slots, blackjack, and roulette. Or play exclusive games you'll only find at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long.
If you've seen my Instagram, then you know this is one of Brock's go-to apps. He loves to gamble, and the fact that he can do it from the comfort of his own home, on the golf course, or wherever is a total bonus. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with promo code HONEY and play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code HONEY, only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Maximum $100 in casino credit awarded, which require one times play through within 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidays on the house. Restrictions apply. Another hot topic of 2023. I mean, she's the hot topic of every year, but Taylor Swift. I feel like this has truly been the year of Taylor Swift. It's like a new level of success, even from the biggest tour of all time. Did you guys go to the Eras tour?
I did not go.
Oh,
so
but I will say good. I'm going in May to Sweden to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm going with my best friend and his husband, and I cannot wait to see it. Yeah,
it was incredible. I mean, the girl did not miss a beat. It was, I think, 45 songs, 3.5 hours, so many costume changes. It was insane. She's Times Person of the Year, setting, you know, a new industry standard for how films about concerts are distributed, and has even boosted ratings for the freaking NFL with her attendance at the games. What do you think is the reason for the Taylor effect? Like, how did we get here this year?
I mean, I think that she finds a way to connect with everyone, because I was not a Swiftie. And then when the whole thing, I learned about how she didn't own her rights to her music and she was going to re-record everything. That for some reason was what got me. I was like, because I think I'm just all about women. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to like be a Swiftie and I'm only going to listen to Taylor's version. And then I got into it from there. I think she just knows, like, not that she knows, but she just finds a way to connect with people on different levels.
And I think she's been in the industry so long, people kind of like watching Vanderpump Rules from the start, people grew up with her. And then over the pandemic, she released like 2 albums and that were kind of huge bangers, but couldn't tour. So she was primed on top of breaking up her relationship with it. Like, there were so many things that fell into place on top of she seems like a genuinely good person. And I think people root for her, you know, through the Kanye stuff, through all, you know, and she seems to still be able to keep her feet somewhat on the ground, even though I think there's no possible way after this year. It's at Michael Jackson levels, I feel, in some ways. But I think we just really root for somebody that seems like they make sense. Like what Kiki was talking about, that blew me away of like, that's such a brilliant idea. And like, no, you will not have my voice.
Mm-hmm.
You might have this legally, so I'm going to go this other way. What a brilliant business person.
Yeah, I feel like she's thriving. And then, you know, Kanye and Scooter maybe haven't had the best years.
Men are idiots.
We are truly idiots.
Like, that's leave it to a woman to find the right way. And I would throw this out to Beyonce as well. Like, after watching that Renaissance movie, it blows me away how their minds work and how they're managing to still, most people cannot be at this level and still have normal ways of thinking. And both Beyonce and Taylor seem to have normal ways of thinking still. It's impressive.
Totally. Yeah.
Which is why I didn't see the Taylor Swift movie, but I heard she didn't have the behind the scenes like Beyonce did, which I would love to see.
Love the behind the scenes stuff.
The only bone I have to pick with Taylor is like, how much money do you think your fans have left? Like, it's like at a certain point, she's like, you get it on demand with 3 extra songs. And they're all, you see on TikTok, they have every colored album.
99
they have
payments
every,
of $99. Right?
Well, it's like, thank God Sheena doesn't have more vinyl. Like, I only have like, but you know what? That's the only thing I question sometimes. It's like, obviously she's good, but she keeps releasing like, and you're such a fan that you want all these different versions.
Right.
I know what it's like to be a fan. I would just wonder if some of them have like, I had to go to Wells Fargo. I got approved for a loan. I can follow Taylor for the next 2 years.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah.
I had a friend who
went to like 5 or 6 different cities in the country to see the tour, and then
was
went to several. No.
Okay.
Well, I think he went to a couple of them, but one of my sister's best friends, and then also several nights here. And I'm like, is that just all the money you made this year? Like, wow. I mean, but good on her. She's got some amazing fans. So I know we talked a little bit about Travis Kelce when you were here last time, but what do we think 2024 has in store for the couple? I heard there was rumors of him asking her dad for her hand in marriage.
Look, it makes sense. Like, why not? I mean, because it's Hollywood. You can do whatever you want. You can get married for a few years. You can then get divorced. You can maybe pop out a baby. Like, it, the rules don't apply when you're like rich and famous.
But also,
like,
everybody argued this year about, is this a PR relationship? And at this point, whatever relationship she's going to be in is a PR relationship. So I think it's as real as it can be, but it will be interesting because I swear to God, if she gets pregnant, you are going to see the biggest population boost in the country because everyone's like, I'm going to get pregnant now. Taylor did it. I'm going to do it. Like, it is, I think we will see her become a mother in the next 2 years.
Ooh.
I agree.
And she'll still tour. She'll bring the baby out. It's going to be fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, she can do it all. Other pop stars. Britney Spears. Did you read her book?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she released her memoir, The Woman in Me. And that was the first time we really got access into her world. Like, first time ever. And in one part, she reveals that Justin Timberlake had cheated on her many times. Yet he painted the opposite picture of that after the breakup, and she remained silent on the fallout until now. Like, the Cry Me a River music video had the Wade Robson looking dude and all of that. And that was all I felt like we ever heard about that relationship when it came to cheating. What do you think were some of the biggest revelations that were made in the book?
I mean, I think learning about the history of her family was kind of big, even just like revealing they come from just so much trauma. And I think we knew there was obviously trauma there, but we didn't know exactly what, right? We just knew there was dysfunction. And so kind of getting to pinpoint like when it started and how it carried on for so long, I think that was important to hear. And hearing her perspective of like, you know, being on stage at that MTV Awards when Justin is having,
Justin having the best
night of his life. And it's like how she feels crappy, because I know we were terrible. I'm sure I said terrible things about, I mean, we all said we were all horrible people. And so it was just really makes you go forward knowing like, okay, like this is how I'm going to be as a person. Like, I know that celebrities do require fans to talk about them. It's how they stay relevant. But how I'm going to talk about them is so different. And even just when I see her dancing naked on Instagram now, I celebrate it.
Yeah,
whereas before I was like, I'm concerned. But now I'm like, I understand why she's doing it.
That's what, I mean, I think the other big and trigger warning talking about abortion is revealing that her and Justin had an abortion. And that was wild because thinking about the two biggest pop stars in the world, there were two of the bigger pop stars in the world having to go through something deeply personal that none of us knew about and having to keep up public appearances. But I read that book and kind of was like, well, of course she's where she is. And of course, all of this, like when you think about also having your autonomy over your body and your personal choices taken away from you, because we always look, I grew up in Kansas. You always look at celebrities as aspirational, as, oh my God, I want that life so badly. And then to realize what that life actually is or was behind the scenes, it's eye opening.
Do you think the process of her writing this book was healing for her to finally, you know, get her truth out after all of these years? Because it's like she's been hidden behind the conversation. She's had people speaking on her behalf. We don't know how much access she has to her. Like, is it her posting? Is it, you know, what? How do you think that was for her?
I feel like it could be. The problem is that, and rightfully so, I think she's very distrustful of actual therapists. And I do still think that she does need somebody to work out these feelings with, because like, her doing it on herself, she doesn't have the tools, because why would she? So I think that's going to be the hard balance, is like, how does she get the help she needs when I know that she lacks the trust?
And I think sometimes there's a little bit of arrested development, or you kind of are frozen in carbonite at the age you become famous. So you still see her as like childlike in a lot of ways. And I think that comes out even in her expression, her video expressiveness on Instagram. But I get worried that this could trigger another breakdown of some sort, just being this open. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw that after the book was released. She was kind of like, come on, y'all. I put this all, but like, she was shocked about some of the reception. And I think that's the big, great mystery is like, what, how much a part of this is she? And do we, as long as she's safe, then I'm good. And maybe I don't need to know. Like, that's like what I'm coming to the end of 2023 is maybe I don't need to know some things. Maybe it's okay.
Let's bring back secrets in 2024 for sure. I don't know. That's what I'm on TikTok. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it's like even with Matthew Perry's death, I don't need to know. Like, he died. Like, I don't need to know exactly why. Yeah. Like, it's like, I get it, you know? Yeah.
No, totally. What do you think is next for Britney? Do you think after writing the book, she'll write new music, she'll ever tour again, she'll just kind of try and stay as private as she can?
I will say that she's one person that's a total enigma. Like, I could not predict anything. Like, she might fall in love and get married in Hawaii. Like, I don't know.
I think it'll be another book. I don't, you know, like, I think it'll be probably the same involvement she is with this book. And I do think there's still a lot of untapped things. I mean, there was, the book was so quick, and there are even things I would love to put a microscope on from her words of like delving into like the Sam Lufty of it all and like certain periods that I remember very deeply that I would love to zoom in on, even like the Sam Asghari relationship, which split up, you know, during the book, they were still together. Mm-hmm. And I'm still curious about that relationship. They briefly talked about the marriage. I'd also like to know more about her relationship with Paris Hilton. There's just so many things about her day-to-day life I would still be curious with, but I think a book might be a proper format.
Yeah. At the Dancing with the Stars finale, the day last time I saw you guys, so they have, you know, the whole cast come back, and Jamie Lynn came up to me at the after party and she was like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan, like blah, blah. Oh, and I was just like, so many things you want to say to Britney Spears' sister in front of your face. And I was just like, thanks. I didn't honestly know what to say because like so many questions.
Yeah.
And I mean,
but it's also weird that you know so much about her life when you just met her for the first
time. But it's how when people meet you and think they assume they know you because they've seen you 10 seasons of television. But even with the Jamie Lynn stuff in the book, I was like, of course Jamie Lynn is the way she is. Even Britney pointed it out. She grew into it. She was raised in a family that had money because of Britney. Mm-hmm. She got everything that she wanted. So she, of course, had this different attitude where Britney created a lot of those paths for that whole family. Mm-hmm. But it makes, you know, it's always good to get context of like, this is why she is the way she is. Some of it's her fault and some of it isn't.
Yeah. Sending love to Britney. Always long time Britney fan. I found this photo recently. It was from a photo shoot. I think I'm like 16 years old. And someone was like, wait, I see the Britney thing there. I'll pop it up in the video if you guys are watching. So I was like, see, like when I said that season one, I was like, no, I did for a period of time. But I've just always been such a huge fan of hers. And it's just, it's so sad and wild. And like when like the family's involved and to think that there aren't just like parents, like as a mom now, all I want to do is protect my kid.
Yeah.
It, yeah, so.
Well, I mean, would you let Summer Moon get involved in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to, this little girl, I mean, she is an actress. She turns it on, can turn it off. Like, I feel like I do want to get her into acting.
Yeah.
But I also am really busy right now, and that's not going to be my main focus, getting a toddler into acting. I think it'll come when it's the
Brock's
right time.
Focus.
We talked about it, but now he's actually busy developing a couple projects right now. And I don't know. I think when the right time comes, but if that's something she wanted to do, I would definitely support it because she does have that personality at only 2.5 years old. But I was never in the industry as a child. So that's the difference. I always wanted to be, but for whatever reason, my parents either didn't allow it or didn't have the means to. And so I didn't get into Hollywood until I was 21. I did a couple extra background works in like high school, but I didn't really get fully into it until I was a full adult. So when it comes to kids, I feel like it's so different. But then also, you know, people have their opinions about it. We've not given Summer the chance of having her be a public person already from the time she was born. She's been on YouTube. She's been on the show. She has an Instagram page.
Yeah, she blocks people.
People block her. But, You know, I can only hope that Brock and I are making the best decisions for her. And she, at this young age, loves being in front of the camera. And if one day that changes, then you know what? No more YouTube, no more show. I would respect anything she wants. But right now, it's like, no, mommy, I wanna FaceTime. I wanna see. I wanna do a video. And now she's also taking photos of me. And my mom, like, she'll grab my phone. She'll be like, no, do this. And she'll have us pose and she takes good photos. I'm like, what is, yeah.
Sheena Coffee Table Book by Summer Moon right? coming 2024.
Right? So another thing that was more recent in 2023, but apparently men think about the Roman Empire like a lot. There was a trend on social media where women would ask their partners how often they think about the Roman Empire. And it was crazy how often it crosses men's minds. How often do each of you think about the Roman Empire?
I didn't even know what the Roman Empire was until yeah. the trend I had to look started. It
up. It's like another example of like how I'm not an actual man. Like I like a zero. Like it was like, if like you tell me how many times I think about Vanderpump Rules, we're in business, but it's like a big fat whopping zero. And it, like, I was like, oh, another thing that I'm not manly about.
So here's my follow-up question. What is your Roman Empire?
What is?
I mean, Vanderpump Rules was my Roman. I mean, that's all I thought about in 2023. I mean, that was the majority of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a specific thing, but I think like it's usually saying some line from Bravo. Like I'm usually like...
Well, I unhealthily think about Batman a lot too. That is my, like, I'll just be like, God, you know, it's like he trained, you have to be a billionaire. Because I would think, I was, as a kid, I thought that was like a legitimate career option, being a superhero. If you worked really hard, Batman didn't have any powers, so I thought that was a real thing. But I still, to this day, just be like, God, it would be amazing to fight crime and to be like, acting. Like, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, what does he do when he needs to go to the bathroom? How does he eat? Yeah, let's cut this part out. This is all,
What about being a detective?
Being a detective, yes. Yeah. You all you Vanderpumpers are detectives as well. So the greatest detectives.
No, you are the detective with Summer Moon's
let's
name.
Not bring up that.
Wait, what?
There's old beef with me and Sheena because
he was a great detective and I deterred him from the truth, which then he figured out again.
This, by the way, we're at like almost like the third or fourth anniversary of this. Yeah, it was like during COVID. I was in Arizona and I was like, had COVID, feverish on the bed, flipping through, and Sheena's mom had holiday photos in, and I took a screenshot and I zoomed in on the names, and one of them said
Christmas presents under Summer, the tree.
And then I said, I bet Sheena's baby's name is Summer.
Oh my God.
And Sheena didn't follow me at that point, immediately reaches out to me, and I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm like, oh, well, that's funny. I'm just, yeah, great. I think that's going to be awesome. Congratulations. And I just put it to bed. And then months later at her baby shower, she made a YouTube video, and then people on Reddit found Summer's name. And I saw, or somebody sent me that, or maybe it was this Sup Facebook group. And I was like, I'm the greatest detective alive. And I immediately posted it. I was like, I was right. And immediately get messages from two of Sheena's really good friends, just like, Sheena's in tears. You ruined this. And you know me, I was like flipping out. I was like, no. And Bro was like, you son of a bitch. This is what you have to do. This is what you do for a living. You've sold your soul. And I was like, what are you talking about? But I really didn't. I did not stop to think about any cons. Oh, I was like, I almost shit myself. I was like, I was in a panic.
When you met Brock, I think you were like,
oh, you could see there's a picture. I'm like, just sweat fully because I was like, he's gonna strangle me. And then, no, it was classic, just like today. Sheena goes, hey, Brock. He's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, like, I can't do shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm right, you know. And the moment passes, and then Sheena goes, no, he's the guy, remember? just like the Tamra stuff, he's the guy. And Brock was like, okay. And then it was like, he was really nice the rest of the night.
Yeah, enough time has passed. I will forever give him a little shit about it, because also I feel like that moment, it was a huge learning lesson for him. And like, oh, now I understand why that moment was for Sheena to announce, not me. But he was great at his job and figured it out. And like, bravo. But the only thing that had upset me was I was literally so excited to message him right before the announcement went live. I was thinking about Ryan Bailey, of all people. I'm like, we're going to send him a message and be like, okay, you were right. But the second time when he was like, see, I was like, now you took my second moment from me. I wanted to reach out to you.
I had to explain it to my parents. I had to explain it. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I was like, oh my God. And the thing is, my account, like, I'm not a detective account. Like, yeah. There's like faces, but reality, all right. These people do it really good. I don't do that. I make silly memes. So this was the first time I figured out something.
Yeah.
And I just...
You're just in a COVID fever dream.
I just completely upset somebody. It was awesome.
But in the end, I think it also led to us becoming friends. Yeah. And now we can joke about it and no hard feelings
whatsoever. I can't wait till Summer Moon gets old enough for you to throw me under the bus with her.
Yeah.
And go, this guy blew your announcement.
But it's okay. We covered it up and I didn't lose any brand deals announcing her name. So that was what I was worried about. It was a year.
You wouldn't be friends with that.
That was the thing. It was a year of making no money. My podcast was canceled with Podcast One. No brands were booking anyone. And I had an opportunity to make money with a name announcement and this like blanket. I forget how we ended up doing it, but it was like we had to kind of pivot.
Thank God I didn't know about that part. Thank God I didn't lose you that deal.
Yeah, that was why I was freaking out and in tears, because I was like, this is like a lot of money. And so then we pivoted from that, and I think it was maybe we did the exclusive instead or whatever it was, but it worked out. So
yeah, Jamie messaged me. He's like, hey, Batman, Sheena's in tears right now. I was like, what?
It was a hard year, but this year was wild. But thank you guys both for coming back, getting into some end of the year shenanigans. I think we should definitely continue doing some of these in the new year, because I love your opinions and all of my listeners do as well. So remind everyone where they can find you.
Find me on TikTok or Instagram at The Talk of Shame, or on my podcast at Betches Pop Crime.
I do a podcast for Betches as well, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. And I also want to promote Kiki Monique on Reality Checked on Sirius. You can listen to her every morning.
Awesome. Thanks for watching and listening, guys. Happy holidays. And we'll be back next week with a solo Sheena Spills rant wrap up of the year. Bye.
Sheena Shay. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.